Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 3152, Give Up Comfort, by Leo Babauta of zenhabits.net. And I'm Justin Mollick, here to help you find a little bit of extra inspiration, motivation, or happiness in your day. So with that, let's get right to it and start optimizing your life. Give Up Comfort, by Leo Babauta of zenhabits.net. I was boarding an airplane today, and the woman ahead of me had a huge travel pillow, a blanket, and a few other items designed to give her maximum comfort on the flight. Someone I know was about to go on a trip, and they spent a month worrying about whether they would have everything they could possibly need to be comfortable. And most of us are like this. We spend a good amount of time and effort worrying about our comfort, and a good amount of money buying things and carrying things that will ensure we have a cocoon of comfort surrounding us at all times. This is understandable, and I say it all without judgment. It's how we react to the insecurity of travel, of doing something we're not used to doing, of not knowing how to deal with a situation, the insecurity of everyday life. Myself, I go into research mode trying to find out everything I can about an insecure situation. Then I might go into buying mode, getting the gear I need to make myself more secure. Then I might go into planning mode, trying to get control of the insecure situation. This is how we are. We spend time researching, buying, planning, worrying, stressing about the insecure situation, trying to ensure our comfort. But what if we could let go of concern for our comfort? What if we could dive fully into the insecurity of the situation and stay in the insecurity without needing to change it? It would transform our lives. It would transform us. A thought experiment. Imagine going on a trip with just the bare essentials, a change of clothes, a few toiletries, toothbrush, soap, deodorant, your passport, and your phone charging cord. Nothing to ensure your comfort. You would feel insecurity about the situation. All the what ifs would come to mind. All the what abouts would come up. All the but I might needs would arise. Your comfort would not be guaranteed. You go through the airport without protection, just your passport and the digital boarding pass on your phone. Turns out this uncertain, insecure situation wasn't so bad. You make it to your gate, sit at one of the chairs, and read a book on your phone as it charges. You feel the insecurity of the situation, and it's not a problem. You sit still for a moment and allow yourself to fully feel the sensations of insecurity in your body. You open your heart to the feelings of uncertainty, the stress. You relax into it, and it becomes peaceful shakiness. You drop your ego and are present with the pure experience of the moment. It's beautiful. You get on the plane and don't have a pillow or anything. It's actually completely fine as you sit at your seat and read your book some more. You feel like you should research the place where you're going, plan things out, know exactly what you're going to do and everything you need to know. You resist acting on those urges that stem from insecurity and instead allow yourself to feel the fear, stress, and insecurity. You practice with it, feeling it fully in your heart, becoming friends with it, not shying away from it. You're fine and everything is okay. You get to your destination and figure out the train system, getting to your budget hotel just fine. You drop off your little bag and walk around without a plan. You feel the insecurity of being in this place without all your comforts. And by now, you're good at practicing with this insecurity, and you've begun to welcome it. It becomes a feeling of freedom and excitement, of openness and curiosity. You have none of your comforts from home, and yet it turns out you didn't need them. None of the discomfort is that bad. You've suffered much worse before. You don't have your nightly wine nor your morning coffee, two of your favorite comforts. And guess what? Nothing falls apart. Or more accurately, things fall apart and you relax into it all, realizing that you can be fully open-hearted when things are falling apart. And it's beautiful. This trip with its delicious discomforts teaches you that all your efforts and stresses spent trying to build up your comfort and rid yourself of insecure situations are completely wasted. Everyday insecurity. Back home, this same idea applies to our everyday lives. Imagine going through the day without all the security and comforts we're used to. You have only the clothes on your back, a notebook, a book, some toiletries, a handful of real foods barely prepared, some water. Imagine this being all you had for the day. You could go for a walk, perhaps barefoot if you felt like it. You don't need a gym, just do some push-ups. You graze when you're hungry, swig some water when you're thirsty, but don't stress about having all your comfort foods and drinks. You read, you meditate, you lounge around in the sun, you do more push-ups, you go for another walk, you write in your notebook. When insecurity comes up, you practice as you did on your trip. You don't need to look anything up, nor plan, nor buy things, nor be prepared. You have all you need, and the insecurity is absolutely fine, the ground of your life, lovely and ever-present. You can try to give yourself all the comforts in the world, but discomfort still comes. You can try to rid yourself of insecure situations, and yet insecurity will still be there. You can give up your comfort and relax into the discomfort, and in fact, there is no problem. The discomfort becomes a friend of yours, just like the insecurity. You are free. You just listened to the post titled, Give Up Comfort, by Leo Babauta of zenhabits.net, and I'll be right back with my commentary.
Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on-a-whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Thank you to Leo. A recurring theme for this podcast is definitely getting comfortable with being uncomfortable. And unfortunately, it's one of those easier said than done type things. But when we really think about the times when we grew the most, we were probably uncomfortable to some extent. For me, starting this podcast, definitely lots of discomfort. Going way up in the Rocky Mountains to volunteer at a meditation retreat center, also uncomfortable, sleeping in a tent with a guy I met that day. Exercise is uncomfortable, but these things are necessary for growth, and it's something we forget easily when, like Leo said, we're in planning mode. Now, granted, some discomfort will go the other way and not be a great experience after the fact, but we still would have learned from it and grown in some way, right? That's the plus side. But again, without that discomfort, we're stagnant. So like Leo said, maybe we can learn to make that discomfort more of a friend than an enemy. Something to think about this weekend when we're often looking for as much comfort as possible. Have a great weekend. Thank you for being here and listening every day. And I'll see you back here tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.